TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
By this time next week, I will have a new MacBook.
Woohoo!
That is awesome.
I'm so excited to like...
Really? Tell your vocal inflection. I'm so excited.
I'm so... Fuck, I got a ride from like a Lyft driver that...
Wink!
he's giving me a ride around Lake Merritt, and he's just like, I love the lake. It is so beautiful. It's one of my favorite places in Oakland.
Thank you, like, Mr. Robot.
I was like, are you going to murder me? Like, am I going to get... And he kept, like, missing turns for, like, where we were going. Like, I'm like, I think you want to go that direction. I'm like, I think you want to turn... He's like, oh, sorry. It's like, I'm ready to leave now.
I am new to this planet city.
I enjoy consuming dead plant and animal matter for nutrient, fellow human. Let us listen to rhythmic noises together as we enjoy, as fellow humans.
So what's your name, fella? 0101101. I mean, Bob.
You know what? You could just drop me off right here, but we are not at your destination.
Does not compute. Error.
Should we sync up?
Do you not also hate the daily need to pass liquid and solid waste from your body, your human body?
And Andy's taking it too far.
No, poop jokes.
No.
Never far enough.
No.
Okay, let's take him around the corner.
In 3, 2, 1.
Cock.
Wink.
Oh, my God. Oh,
can we sync up again? I think my computer just fucked me.
Oh. Yeah, totally.
Wink.
I was like, in my heart, I was like, do it, Tim, do it, Tim, do it.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh. And record it, so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well. This week, Andy's obsessed with getting me to watch Westworld. We discuss modern television, and I talk a little bit about getting ready for Christmas. And when you hear this sound... That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast, everybody.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Old listeners, new listeners, all sorts of listeners.
Andy's funny. He said new listeners.
We may have one.
I'm not even sure we have old listeners.
We may have one.
I think we're
listener?
Just shouting into the breeze.
Old man shouts at cloud.
I'm Tim. The T in old man shouting into the cloud, or whatever Andy just said.
Yes. I'm Andy. I am the A in old man shouting at a cloud.
I'm Noah, the N in old man shouting at a cloud. Get off my sky!
You know what? If we had done this differently, we could have been Tim, Noah, Andy. It would be TNA cast.
Yes. We've discussed this
then
before.
Then we'd get people downloading us on accident, thinking it was going to be way more interesting than it is.
Way more sexy.
Way more sexy.
Ladies.
Wink.
I don't know. Let's all get our sexy voices on.
I got some
A. Mine causes diarrhea. But
we all got some T, as in testicles. Testicles.
Sexy diarrhea.
Testicles and ass. That's the thing, right?
Shh.
People love that.
No, you're talking over my sexy diarrhea.
I'm sorry. Andy, go ahead, baby. Break it down.
Too late. Now I just got to wipe and flush.
No, you just ruined it. Yep.
That wasn't me.
That was me.
Tim's being all scatological while we're being sexy. Tim's got a weird idea of sexy, Noah.
Tim's got a weird idea of a lot of things.
I like Scheiße.
A German Scheiße video?
Mom, if you ever had a German Scheiße video, you'd tell me, right? Sure, hon.
I love when they're watching the video and you watch their eyeballs go from the top of the screen to the bottom of the screen, and as they hit the bottom of the screen, they go, blah!
I know. You know they're watching the turd drop.
Like it's hot.
Oh, yes. Like it's hot.
Should we
It is probably hot.
Hot fire. I spit that.
Tan laughs, Tim?
That, yes, that is what I was going to ask.
Well, something on this show should be funny.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Ted Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
That was the worst Tan Lab jingle I've ever heard. I couldn't even hear what you were singing. I couldn't understand the words. Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!
Go fuck yourself, Dave.
All right. Did you guys see him performing with the Roots on Fallon and actually doing that?
Who's him?
Yeah, who's him?
Miyamoto? Is that him?
The actual guy that made the song?
Yes. Miyamoto. sorry, yes. He's the guy who created Mario Brothers. I think he did the... I think he created the theme.
Oh, I don't know. It's like, was it one of those, like, performing on kids' instruments things?
No. It was the Roots were playing normal instruments, and he was playing a guitar.
Okay. There's a Santa running down the street in the rain.
What's out those window?
You have an umbrella, Santa. Use it.
I hope he's running after his love who has left him dramatically, but he's catching her at the airport, or just before she leaves for the airport.
Is this
no,
a movie?
Rudolph! Don't go! And everyone just slow claps. No? Okay.
In your eyes.
And your red nose.
All right.
No?
I was trying to think somewhere funny about
that. We're not
going to
stick with the Santa wants to fuck Rudolph? Okay, that's just me then.
No, that's you. Yes, that's all you.
It's always you, Andy. It's just you.
Alright. I have theories. You have other theories.
You got too much time on your hands. That's what you got.
I do.
Alright, well, I got some Lindsay jokes. No, jokes from Lindsay. That makes more sense when said that way.
Yeah. Otherwise, it sounds like they're jokes about Lindsay. Which, I mean, Lindsay
right.
could have said this.
What's not awesome about Lindsay? Nothing.
Good one, Tim. Good one.
Zing. These are some holiday jokes for you, also appropriate for Can't Wait for Christmas. Which has made this Grinch's heart grow a few sizes? What do you call a reindeer wearing earmuffs?
A muff deer.
Anything you want, it can't hear you.
Oh, I get what they're doing there.
Why doesn't Santa go down chimneys into fireplaces that are still lit?
Because that would be stupid.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's several obvious answers to that.
Well, that wasn't the correct one?
No, because then he'd be Crisp Kringle.
Oh.
Thank you, Fozzie Bear at the North Pole Comedy Club. Happy holiday of your choosing, Lindsay, Tancast number one hand turkey fan.
Ooh, hand turkey.
I think this was sent before Thanksgiving.
Probably.
November 30th. Oh, no, right after Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. You can still love hand turkeys. You can still love all sorts of things with hands.
Leave that alone. This... Moment of silence is brought to you by not saying anything. Not saying anything.
Bing,
it's what
bing,
you do
bing.
When you're not talking.
Can't a comfortable, sexy silence pass among friends, Tim?
Probably not when I edit this. So.
Ask for it at your store.
Should I go next? I'll go next.
Sure. Why not?
I don't think we did these. Came from Roger to us about a month ago. He says, boys, here are some tan laughs. There's an awful lot of them, so I may split these up. Do some this week and some next time. A woman from the deepest, most southern part of Alabama goes to the local newspaper office to see that the obituary for her recently deceased husband is written. Then Andy takes some reading classes. The obit editor informs her that the fee for the obituary is 50 cents a word. She pauses, reflects, and then says, "Well then, let it read, Billy Bob died." Amused at the woman's thrift, the editor says, "I'm sorry, ma'am, there's a 7-word minimum on all obituaries." Only a little flustered, she thinks it over for a few seconds and says, "In that case, let it read, Billy Bob died, 1983 pickup for sale."
That's efficient right there.
The obituary editor at the Jerusalem Post is not one to admit his mistakes easily. One day, he got a phone call from an irate subscriber. The caller complained that his name had been printed in the obituary column. "Really?" replied the editor calmly. "And where are you calling from?"
"I'm calling from hell."
What's the definition of eternity?
Hang on, let me Google it.
I don't know.
That was a joke, please.
I know. That's why I stayed silent. I was helping with the punchline. Andy helped. It's four blondes in four cars at a four-way intersection. Actually, no, I'd like to propose an edit to that joke. It is four Georgians in four cars at a four-way intersection.
Okay.
No after you. No after you.
Infinite or unending time. Yep. A state to which time has no application. Timelessness.
Yep. That would describe four Georgians at a four-way stop sign. Now, what's insane about it, at least around Atlanta, people will come to a full fucking stop backing up traffic on the road behind them, making people behind them slam on their brakes to let someone who could have just gone when that train of cars went by exit like a shopping center or something like that. So they will slam on their brakes and stop traffic in the middle of the fucking road to let one person out of a shopping center.
Ah, fucking bullshit courtesy.
If you are beside them, they will cut you the fuck off with no signal. They will just come right into your lane. No signal. Tim is unimpressed.
Tim is bored by your Georgia driving talk.
All right. Well, Roger ends with big kiss from Rock and Roger, still on the lamb.
I got
get
some...
off that lamb.
Lamb doesn't like it. I got some jokes from Reddit.
Do it.
I don't always tell dad jokes, especially since he died.
Jesus.
Yes.
I'm not gonna do that one. I'm not gonna do that one.
Oh, come on. No, I did a dead baby joke last week. Whatever it is, it can't be that bad.
All right.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
What is white and hard to forget? The van that fucker who took my daughter was driving.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh. That's why I was like, nope.
No, I think you should have done that one. That I support your reticent decision.
I'm gonna enter this one. My girlfriend said I wasn't very good at jokes, so I told her that this was last straw. All she ever did was put me down. Would I ask her for the respect, love, acceptance? No, apparently that's too much, that bitch. Fuck you, Jessica.
Wow.
Oh, well done.
Those are some anti-jokes, courtesy of Reddit.
So, it's time we ask the musical question, how the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
I would say pretty good.
Yeah!
I did a little running, which I haven't done in a while. Wasn't great, but yeah, was pretty good. Saw some friends, ate some delicious food, watched
What food was it? What food was it?
Oh, I went to Mexican place called...
I like it.
Agua Uptown Agave. So it was like...
Yeah.
What kind of food is empanadas, Andy? That's Salvadorian, right? No. Yeah, Salvadorian.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think so.
I racked my brain there for half a second and it came up empty. I'm just being honest with you guys, because I know you hate it when it's not immediately clear that I don't know something.
Yeah, no.
I appreciate your honesty.
I saw the end of Westworld, which was good.
Yes.
Yes, I know you both saw fucking Westworld.
Tim, watch Westworld.
He was talking about it. I don't mention.
Yes, but.
Mostly because I know it annoys the piss out of him.
I flipped it on Do Not Disturb. I'm like, crap, I don't need to hear any more of this Westworld.
Tim. Watch Westworld.
I send Andy private messages about Westworld. I don't even send it to the group chat.
I send it to the group chat because Tim needs to watch Westworld.
Tim is not going to watch Westworld. It's time you just embrace that.
Aren't you going to watch Westworld, Tim? It's so good, Tim.
I think the more that you bother him about it, like I think he's going to go the opposite direction.
Oh, I know. Tim, you should try sex. Sex is so good, Tim. Tim, try sex. No.
It's so good?
Just for that, I'm going to be a monk.
Is it so good?
It's so good.
It's good.
So good.
So good.
Just put it in a big vault of shows that I don't watch. Walking Dead, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones. Any three-word show, I'm not watching it.
Tim only wants to watch shows that are going to be canceled soon.
Other shows Tim's not going to be watching. Tim Sucks Balls.
Nope.
Fuck Tim Babb.
Why would I watch that show? I live it.
Sorry, flashback to Pee-wee at the end of Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
That's why, it's like how cops don't want to watch CSI. They're like, this is bullshit. That's not how I suck balls.
I play with
the
shaft.
Dude wasn't even using the tongue under the scrote. Come on.
It's so fucking Hollywood.
I know.
Hollywood always fucks it up.
Read the book, Tim Sucks Balls. It's way better.
You think Hollywood know how to do a suck ball scene?
Gets into my motivation.
I know.
Why did he suck the balls? What was he thinking while he was sucking the balls?
But well, why am I sucking these particular balls?
Yeah. So much of the book, Tim Sucks Balls, just like happens inside Tim's head while the balls are inside Tim's head.
They need a narrator character on Tim Sucks Balls.
They really do. Morgan Freeman.
And then Tim put the balls in his mouth.
That is worse than my Morgan Freeman, Tim. Thank you. I suddenly feel better about myself.
That's what I'm here for.
Andy Dufresne stuck his balls in Tim's mouth.
He was my friend.
That sounded like Forrest Gump was a lifelong smoker.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you one show I am watching. I don't know if you guys are, but it's Speechless. You guys watch that?
Yes.
That's a good show.
Wait, is that the kid with the Down syndrome kid?
It's not Down syndrome, but yeah, he's stuck in a wheelchair.
Yeah, okay. I have not watched it. I think I've seen commercials for it. It's
pretty funny.
Is it cerebral palsy? I cannot remember.
I can't remember either.
What do you like about it?
It's just the joke. The writing is funny.
Yeah. Is it like a sitcom?
Yes.
Yeah. It's kind of like Modern Family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sorry. You keep starting to talk and I keep starting to talk at the same time. It's a little more biting than Modern Family, though.
Yes.
You don't think Modern Family is biting? Or maybe it's even more so.
I'm saying Speechless takes it up a notch.
Got it. Okay. I was just going to say, I really didn't realize what sitcom meant for like forever. I could never figure, I'm like, they're not really sitting, they're moving around. And I realized, I'm like, oh, situation comedy. That's what that means.
I looked it up. It is cerebral palsy that JJ, the oldest son, has.
And I think the actor really has it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I believe so. All right.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, Minnie Driver is fucking hilarious in that show. Well, they all are, but yeah, she's...
Yeah, and the dude from Reno 911, also very funny.
Yeah, Kenneth.
Which one?
The black guy.
Yeah, okay. Cedric Yarbrough is his name. I have it sitting in front of me. I didn't just know that off the top of my head.
So that's a record. That's one enthusiastic fucking recommendation for Westworld.
Yes. And say that show.
Oh, two. Probably two.
Yes.
It's only one, 10 episodes.
Yes.
In a row?
Yes. In a row. 37.
Is Ed Harris in that show?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I saw a still. I'm like, that looks like Ed Harris. And I was like, wait, I don't care.
And Thandi Newton?
Yeah, I think it's pronounced Tandy, but yes.
Tandy, yeah. Thandi Newton. She's very good.
Randy Newman?
Yeah.
I'm in the West world and I'm West in my world.
Anthony Hopkins? Jeffrey
that
Wright?
That wasn't a good Randy Newman.
Randy
Newman pushing out a diarrhea.
That's what I was going for.
That was like Louis Armstrong.
Yes.
Okay. I was like, yeah, Louis Armstrong doing a Randy Newton impression.
Randy Newman.
Randy Newton?
No. Sorry, I had Tandy Newton's name in front of me. My brain can't handle two inputs.
Welcome, everyone, to Failcast, where we try and talk and don't.
We do, but we just don't say it right.
It's hard, our grammar. yes. So also Jeffrey Wright, also Evan Rachel Wood.
Wood.
James Marsden.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, James Marsden. Yeah.
James Marsden of Cyclops fame?
Yes.
Yeah.
Does he not get the girl?
I can't tell you. That's kind of an important question for the show.
All right.
Also, the guy who plays one of the McPoyle brothers from Always Sunny.
Is that the one, William?
That is William, yes.
Okay. Yeah, such good. I got to say, and I think we talked about this before, I'm a fan of like these shorter like seasons like where it just feels like there's not a lot of like lull. It's just like you're moving towards something.
Yep. Yeah. Conversely, I mean, I know I've been texting you guys about this, but I want to talk about it on the show since it's relevant. Trying to make my way through Arrow, feels like a fucking slog. Like, it's like, as I'm watching the episodes, I'm enjoying them, but then I realize I am 13 episodes into a 23-episode fucking season. This, like, overarching plot is still nowhere close to being done.
Yeah, like, I definitely feel like shows should definitely go, like, get rid of that whatever 24-episode arc and, like, just kind of, like, make a tighter season and just kind of, like, yeah, get to the point. Like, and I think shows are moving more towards that of, like, we have this story mapped out. It feels like more shows are moving towards that, and we know where we're going to end up, so we don't need to, like, have filler episodes. Where I feel like some shows are still kind of like, all right, well, what are we going to do this week to kind of extend the storyline and keep it going?
Yeah. Now, I want to say, I only feel that way for dramas. I don't feel that way for comedies. Because comedies usually every episode kind of, you know, stands on its own.
That's fair. That's fair.
I think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. solved that pretty well by having like, they built up something towards their winter finale, and then now they've set up something to go from the after the winter break to their season finale. So they had one... They had one overarching plot that was the first part of the season, and then it looks like they're going to have a whole separate overarching plot for the second part of the season.
Yes. Oh, all right. Gotham has also done something similar in at least a couple of their seasons, and I thought they did it well. Once Upon a Time tried to start doing that, but their writing turned to crap because they ran out of stories to tell and just started trying to, like, I don't know, the Frozen people showed up.
To the old people?
The Frozen people.
Oh,
because that movie did well.
Yes.
So they put them in the Once Upon a Time, even though up heretofore we'd never heard of them.
Yes.
Meanwhile, we'd been flashing back.
Correct.
I'm so glad I didn't jump on. I was like, I can't jump on board the show. Like, it seems like an interesting idea, but it's going to be forever before we get to the end of it. I'd rather just wait till they're done, and I'll watch, and I'll, you know, binge the whole thing. And then, like, they're just fucking like, driving on the street? No, we're going to drive on the dirt, and we're going to drive over in through your house.
But do you not feel that it's more daunting? Because, like, sometimes I feel like now that the show's, like, ended and there's all these episodes, I feel like that's a little bit daunting at times.
Definitely, but I could also hear, like, now that I've also heard that the writing's not that good, now I'm like, well, now I don't even need to bother.
All right, fair. Yeah. So, I've definitely done that where it's like, I'll drop a show or I'll be like, I won't pick up a show until, like, and I'm like, I'll see how it shakes out. Maybe it'll be amazing or maybe people are like, well, no, don't bother.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I wish I hadn't watched the... Not the current season. I have not watched any of the current season because I am out on that show. And then I noticed it's stacking up on the DVR. I asked my wife, I was like, I thought you and Drew were going to watch that. She's like, no, that's an All of Us show. I'm like, we talked about this. I told you, I am out. I am done. If you want to keep watching this show, it is on you. She's like, no, this is an Us show. I'm like, it is no longer an Us show. I am done fucking done with Once Upon a Time. Forever. She's like, but what if it gets good? It's not going to get good. We gave it a chance to get good last time. We gave it two seasons to try to get good. It was ass.
Tell us how you really feel, Andy.
Yes. So, first three seasons of Once Upon a Time, good. Honestly, so you got to deal with the fact that there's going to be, you know, like a, oh, and now someone else has shown up right at the end to tease you for what the next season's going to be. So not really like a cliffhanger, but, you know, like there's a definite, like, little sting at the end of it. Just fucking ignore the sting. Watch Once Upon a Time seasons 1 through 3 and then stop. Just pretend the end of season 3 was it, that wrapped everything up. And you're good. Because they have not
accomplished everything. But it did wrap everything up, Andy. There's more.
Well, no, of course, because, you know, life goes on. You know, stories stop being told, and then the characters still go on and have more adventures in their lives or whatever. But you can consider the main story told at that point. Because season 4 was just them wandering around and, like, fucking bringing Anna and Elsa in, and then all of a sudden it turns out that, you know, like, fucking people from the show met them before, but, like, nobody's thought to say anything, like, when they show up. Then, like, people... So, you know, we all three really, really hate shows where it's like, all of this could be solved if you talk to you. Or if you use proper nouns instead of he and she and it and leading to, you know, fucking pointless miscommunication problems. There's been a lot of that. Like, they relied, started to fall back on that a lot.
No, I love that, Andy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's my favorite thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Those are my other black friends. I'm joking. I don't have other black friends.
Yeah. Did I tell you what he said, Andy?
What?
You know, him. Did I tell you?
Oh, yes. No. When?
Then.
Stephanie, stop it. That's a joke that only we can get.
Bowdy boop, buddy boop.
That didn't need a tag, Tim.
Robert Goulet.
I'm sorry, what?
Huh?
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, and you don't criticize me when I do it? And now you're going to act all offended that I did it to you? Oh.
Yes.
Why are mommy and daddy fighting?
Tim, I am going to mail you some pearls just so you can clutch them.
Sweet.
Neat.
I mean, you could probably sell those pearls to get, like, you know, some money.
They go with anything.
Okay, hold still. I'm going to give you a real fresh pearl necklace.
No, sir.
No. Oh. Come on. Tim. Pearl necklace, Tim. Tim.
Tim does not want your pearl necklace, Andy.
All right.
Not even a little bit.
I mean, I think he does a little bit. I mean, you guys have been knowing each other for a while. You guys are a little bit close, but not that bad.
Almost 25 years, Tim. Actually, we are like weeks from knowing each other for 25 years.
How you guys gonna celebrate? What are
we do for our special 25-year anniversary?
Can you give each other a reach around? I think 25 years is a reach around.
I think that is the reach around here. Let's see.
No, 25 years is a pearl necklace.
Oh, okay. Let's see. So paper, cotton, leather, reach around. Yep, there it is.
So, I don't know if we talked about this on the show, but Netflix now has the ability to download some things so you can watch them when you're not online.
Yes, I found that out when I was traveling for work. I think we talked about this last week.
That is fucking awesome.
Yes, it is. I found a couple Christmas-related things, and I was like, oh, I should download some of these. And one of them was called Christmas Crackers, and it's about people who celebrate Christmas, like, too much.
Like white people?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's in England, so okay. Yes. But, like, I'm watching them, I'm like, okay, these are the warning signs of where I don't need to be.
If you can still point at others and go, they are crazy, you're probably okay.
Okay, that's the abyss that I can't fall into.
Tim, step back from the edge.
It's not into the abyss, Tim.
This one dude has had a turkey dinner every day since 1997.
He's still fucking alive?
Yeah. And he's like eating it. He's like, oh, that's so good. And like he's just, I mean, granted, he's probably hamming it up for the camera, but I'm like, Christ, dude, no. And he talks about how he's single now. He's like, hey, it's kind of hard to get a woman with when you're celebrating Christmas every day. I'm like, yeah, it is.
It amazes me, like, and it could be like a mental thing, like, that people will have such drive that they will kind of let other things fall to the wayside just for like that thing.
Yeah, obsession is kind of scary.
Yeah, and you wonder, like, are they really getting that much joy from that thing that negates the unhappiness they're having from these other things not working out, right?
Yeah, or is it like they're so invested that they can no longer admit they done fucked up?
Yes. Like, I can't go back now. I've ruined my streak of turkey dinners.
You know what? It is never too late to stop eating turkey dinners every single day. You could tomorrow go, you know what? That's enough turkeys for one lifetime. And then you have a story to tell everyone. You can say, I ate a turkey dinner every day for approximately 2 decades. Was it exactly 2 decades? I'm not going to do that math.
That's an accomplishment within itself.
It is.
I mean, I guess he could just wait till this summer and then make it an even 20 years and then call it a wrap.
Sure.
Yeah. And then try to find a lady.
Hey, no, I did it for 20 years and I'm good now. So, yeah. Sex? Wink?
I heard on a podcast that wink works. Wink?
Wink?
Wait, I may not be doing this right. Let me try this. Wink? Is that better?
Wink?
There?
Wink?
Come on, one of these has got to be it. Oh, Tim, I looked it up. It's not 25 years, actually. 25 years is silver. But 30 years is pearl. Get your neck ready, buddy. 5 more years.
Get your neck ready. Maybe you'll have moved back to California by then.
Perhaps. Or maybe you'll have moved to Georgia.
Oh, God. Why would you wish that on me?
I almost went to Georgia.
Wait, I mean...
I wonder how different my life would have been.
I bet there's no Spanish immersion schools for my son to continue his education.
You'd be surprised. Atlanta is very metropolitan.
Oh, I figured they'd be like, nah, fuck that. Y'all learn in English or you learn fucking my fist in your face.
And you can always take your kid to the Claremont Lounge.
Yeah. They get asshole naked there.
Claremont Lounge, huh?
Yep.
I don't know what that is.
I think
they show their asshole.
Yeah, they get asshole naked. A coworker of mine actually described it really, really well. So, you know the Island of Misfit Toys?
Uh-huh.
Well, the Claremont Lounge is the Island of Misfit Strippers. Some people say it's where strippers go to die. Others say it's where strippers go to live.
You can take that to the bank and cash it. I do, yeah, I should, yeah, make a plan to see you. I want to explore Atlanta, especially after watching Anthony Bourdain go there. I'm like, yes, like, you know where to go, Anthony.
I know that name, but I don't know who he is or what he does.
Famous chef who, yep. like, ah. now just travels around and like, eats food and kind of talks about, it's kind of philosophical in a sense.
Oh, so like the poor man's Guy Fieri.
Way better than Guy Fieri. Is there ever a rich man's version of something?
Huh. Well, let's think about it. Yes. So the ending scene in Eyes Wide Shut, or I guess the almost ending scene in Eyes Wide Shut, that is the rich man's version of a kegger.
All right. I'll give you that.
Okay. All right.
I was mostly thinking about people, but I'll take that.
Bidet is the rich man's version of toilet paper.
Or, well, no, in Thailand they have a bidet.
More cultured man's version. How about that?
I would say in Thailand they more have a hose connected to your toilet. That's like one of those those old things you used to have like on your sink, or some people still have where it just sprays like a little spritz.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good with that. I think we should do that here. I want to wash my ass.
I guess it's, well, I don't know. Is it better, do you waste more water making the toilet paper, or if I just gave myself a little spritz?
I don't know. I don't care.
And don't you still need to wipe, though?
Clean ass, Noah. I want a clean ass.
But you still need to wipe, right, to dry it.
Depends on how much pressure you put behind that little spritz.
Well, right, but to dry it.
Oh.
Tom Cruise is the rich man Scott Wolf.
Yes. Yes.
Have you been thinking about that, Tim?
I haven't been Googling anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you Google that term, or did you look for, like, different people?
Just different people.
All right, I see that, yeah.
Jack Nicholson is the rich man's Christian Slater.
Yes. Timothy Oliphant is the upper middle class man's Josh Duhamel.
Now you're getting in the weeds, Andy.
Yeah, with Jesus.
I mean, I know who the first name is.
Julia Roberts is the rich man's Kira Sedgwick.
Oh,
I'm done.
Okay.
Tim and Andy.
Me.
Are you excited about Rogue One?
I am.
Yes.
I know you didn't. Did you? But did Andy see the trailer for Spider-Man?
Yes, he did.
I knew instantly. I've seen too much of it already.
Yeah.
But I'm still excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've not watched Spider-Man or Rogue One.
Yeah, so. Yeah. There's a lot of shit in that Spider-Man trailer.
I do hear stuff because they fucking like to blast everything on the, like, not even like bury the lead, just like this is the lead.
Yeah.
So yeah, I didn't see the trailer, but I know there's like some at least one reveal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there was some site that my wife used to go to back when we used to work together and we were watching Lost, and we'd record Lost because it was on late and we'd want to watch it on our time. And fucking, like, every day she'd go check. I don't remember if it was Huffington Post or whatever. But, like she'd go check and write that there on the front page. You know, so-and-so dies on Lost. She's like, well, fuck you, too.
Oh, fuck. I still would argue that is one of the best shows that's been on TV. Like,
Lost? Yeah.
I know, people didn't like how it ended, all the mysteries. But fucking, it was so good to me.
No, it's not even so much the way that it ended. I mean, like, at least that was an interesting way to end it, if it was a bit... There was bullshit in the end, but it wasn't, like, all bullshit. It was more like, you know, like you're eating a delicious sandwich, and you gotta go, oh, a little bullshit got on this corner. You know, just pull that corner off and ignore it. Eat the rest of your sandwich, it's okay.
It's the middle part. I don't know what fucking sandwiches you eat, but bullshit on my sandwich fucking ruins the sandwich.
Noah, sorry, other black friend. You both look alike.
Racist.
Yes. It's okay, it's Trump's America. I can be this way now.
Oh, okay, great.
Noah, if this was like the most delicious sandwich you have ever had, or, you know, at least it's the most delicious sandwich that you have had in a couple of years, because there wasn't a lot of other good shows on around the time of Lost. I do remember that.
Shit on my sandwich, that ruins it.
Okay.
I don't care if it's on the corner.
Yeah. No, the thing that ruined Lost isn't the shit on the corner of the ending. It was the shit all through the middle. It was the fact that they lost their way. Like, we set up all of these mysteries and we had no fucking answers. Well, let's stick them in a bear cage for a while we try to figure this out.
I mean, I think for me, the reason I didn't get it caught up in that is, like, to me, the Oz has always been about the characters. And, like, I know, and I know you can say, like, well, they introduced mysteries, they should do something with them. I said that's fair, but to me, it was always about the characters' stories and their arc, and I feel like they still did that well.
Yeah, but they tried to do a bunch of shit with, like, now let's add a bunch of other characters. Well, let's kill some of them off. Like, just flailing around. Like, they had no idea what they were doing.
It was not perfect. I'll give you that.
They spent a bunch of time, like, setting up Mr. Echo and then just sort of unceremoniously killed him off. Like, well, we got to be rid of this actor. He wants to go do something else or whatever the fuck happened there.
But I mean, I'm sure on some level it's had, maybe it wasn't perfect, but I'm sure it changed, like, TV. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there was, I think, more willingness to do, you know, like big plot shows. Like, high concept. That's what I'm looking for. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, that was like...
Yeah, you better be sorry.
Yeah,
I am, Tim.
Be fucking sorry.
Good.
Sorry, guys, I'm sorry. Don't be at me anymore, Daddy.
Well, I'll beat the shit out of you.
Oh, dear.
Oh, the shit you say.
Yeah.
Wink!
What?
Yeah,
no.
No.
What? No.
Don't judge me!
You're judged.
Apologies to listeners if Tim forgot to turn the volume down on that.
The leveler will handle it.
Okay, that's good. Whew. So,
Andy, lost. Did you watch that video I sent you about Westworld?
Yes, I did. And I watched the other one that the guy did.
What'd you think?
I thought it was good.
Yeah, I thought it was well done.
You thought it was shite, and you're shite.
I was definitely like, I liked where he explained, like, his kind of what the steps he took. I was like, to make things happen, keep things vague.
Yes.
But yeah, I was like, that was some good analysis. I tried to watch another one, and the guy, he would just like, it was just kind of rambling, and it's just like, this is not as good.
Yeah.
So I did not send that to you.
Like, this is like the Tancast of plot analysis.
Pretty much.
And I ain't got time for that shit in my life.
Are you getting too old for that shit?
Yes. Yes.
We're all getting too old for that shit.
You know what I'm kind of looking forward to with Westworld is, you know, now knowing what happened in the first season, or, you know, at least vaguely, when the second season gets close, so, you know, a year and a half from now or whatever it's going to fucking be.
Yeah. Go back and, like, re-up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not happy about the huge break.
Yeah, I'm kind of okay with it, though, because, you know, think about, like, when they were doing the... Okay, so the Lord of the Rings movies is a bad example, but, like, the Star Wars trilogy, the one that they're in the middle of right now. Well, I guess they're interspersing it with Rogue One and a couple of others, so there's sort of a drip feed. But it's still, like, you know, when it's something really big like a movie, you tend to have to wait a couple of years between the sequels. So, you know, a year and a half or whatever between seasons for a show the scale of Westworld, I'm okay with. I can find other things to fill in the time.
Yeah, I definitely get it. It's just like, it was so good. Like, you're like, I want more of this, right?
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, the production seemed huge on that show. And so it's like, of course it's going to take a while.
Now, if I was 70-something, I'd feel differently about it. like, I don't want to die before I see the next season.
Oh, man. Like, I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to make it to Guardians of the Galaxy 10. It may not happen.
Like we were talking about with Caitlin. Basically, whenever we see a show that we like now, including Anthony Hopkins on Westworld, but when we're seeing shows that we like since 2015 or 2016, shit, I even forgot what year we were in. Since 2016 has had so many like legends just taken from us. She's like, what if they don't make it to the next season of this? We should finish this one and see if the character makes it to the end of this season. Then we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
I often think about that when they plan these movies further out, like in their sequels. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that must be so stressful, like, kind of worrying, like, is everyone going to, like, live to the next movie? Like, is this, like, you know, for Avengers, like, are all these actors going to make it?
Yeah. Well, I guess for the Avengers, they could always just, you know, have the person not come back. They could always find somewhere for the person to be for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Don Cheadle could randomly just show up where what's his head used to be?
Terrence Howard.
Yep.
Thank you.
It's me. Get over it. Yeah, they could pull another one of those. The news this week it was broken across two lines, and I read, Game of Thrones actor dies, Peter. and my heart sank. And then I got to the next line, Vaughn dies at 93. I'm like, okay, not Peter Dinklage.
Good, I didn't care about this other guy. His life doesn't matter, so I will not mourn
him. His life does matter, but he was 93, and his character was already dead on the show, so it matters only this much to me.
Andy.
Yes.
All lives matter.
Tim.
Andy.
All lives don't matter, Tim. Once the balls have hit your ankles, that's it. That's like, balls are nature's sand in the hourglass. And when they reach
like,
the bottom...
It's like New Year's. When the balls drop, it's the end of the year.
Oh, I'm going to live forever. My balls are still high and tight.
How are they high and tight and you sit on them?
Alex, I'm going to take things I don't ever want to know for 400.
I got thick thighs, Noah. That's how I sit on them.
You don't want to know about Andy's high and tight balls, Tim?
Nope.
Actually, you know what it is? They don't have a lot of up-to-down motion, but they do have a lot of fore, like they can rock. They got
Why
a lot of fore to aft.
To me?
So when I sit, they go aft. And then if I got something with a good seam on it and the seam catches them, it will pull them. So that's more left and right, but not up and down still.
I have to hear this twice.
Yes, Tim, you need to know exactly how many degrees of freedom my balls have.
Andy. Is there some way you can measure them and give us like
a
mathematical formula?
Noah, you're a piece of shit.
On how much movement your balls have.
You are a piece of shit. Noah's like, hey, is this a fire? What's this bucket of gas doing here? Let's throw it on there.
Oh my gosh. I still remember on Doug Lynn's movies where they used to talk about Doug, fuck it. Mr. Belvedere sitting on his balls.
Oh. Oh, good times. So other than sitting on balls, how the fuck was everyone's week? I got a little Steven Pilot streaming to share with you.
Go for it.
I watched Keanu.
What did you think?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like the most amazing movie ever, but I enjoyed it. Like, it was like, I didn't feel like I wasted my time.
Yeah.
I mean, it was definitely like ridiculously over the top.
Yes. Yeah, it definitely felt like a Key and Peele, because a lot of times in the Key and Peele sketches, like, they treated everything like it was totally serious, even when it was fucking insane. So it was kind of a lot of the same thing, like a much, much longer... Or you know what? I shouldn't say, like, it wasn't like one Key and Peele sketch stretched out. It was more like a series of interrelated sketches shown back to back to back with, like, you know, the same characters in them. And they did that a bunch on their show, too. So I'd say it was right up my alley as a fan of the Key and the Peele, especially when they're driving away from the movie theater and they start talking about the Liam Neeson's movie they just saw. I was like, it's a callback to the other thing they did. I enjoy that as a fan of the other thing. Yes, yes, service me.
How did you stream it?
It's on HBO.
Oh.
You know what's right next to it on HBO, Tim? Damn. Westworld, Tim.
Just watch. Oh, I kind of say you watched it.
I kind of want to talk about Westworld, but I also don't want to spoil it for people.
I should just say I watched it and let the spoilers wash over me.
And just like, I love that part, too.
Hey,
tell me other parts you like, Dandy.
Tim, some of the people in Westworld are robots. Some of them.
Like the one that gave Noah the ride the other day?
Yes.
What?
That's it, Noah.
The Uber guy?
They're trying out hosts.
Yes. Yes. I thought you guys were going some other direction.
Yes, but...
no.
Tim, Noah, clearly your Lyft driver does not
Lyft,
know about...
that's what it was.
Yes, does not know about the maze.
Andy,
yes,
corn.
This is I'm gonna say spoilers for anyone who's listening. Semi spoilers. Would you call the current present day? Would they be robots or something else?
The
hosts.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, you mean robots versus like artificial life?
Yeah.
That's a good question. They kind of didn't. They didn't go into quite enough detail with like how their systems work.
I mean,
they have some sort of mechanical system in them because they run code.
Right, but they also seem biological.
Yes, true.
Your mama seems biological. Damn!
But then, yeah, that's one thing. Like, I'm like, and it could be like, I mean, they could be a biological brain that can be downloaded code, right?
Yeah. Now, the fact that they seem to be biologically immortal and the fact that they don't seem to heal. Like, they don't seem to repair themselves. Makes me think that they aren't artificial life in the terms of being biological life. I feel like they're more a very sophisticated facsimile of a biological system. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's like somebody built something that would operate fine without blood in it and then put blood into it. So the blood's there as a special effect, not to like carry energy.
It doesn't
run
the system.
Yes. It does not carry nutrients and nutrients to and waste products away from the various systems. Or maybe it does, but not in the same way that like our blood does.
Okay.
Like, I don't think they have necessarily marrow where they produce their own red blood cells. I think it's just, pumped into them at the factory.
Now you know a little something more about Westworld, Tim.
Well, at least Andy's theory about...
Oh, you think I didn't tune out.
Jerk face.
I was like, now's a good time to start writing the show notes.
All right. Sounds good. How are the show notes coming along, Tim?
Pretty good. About two-thirds there.
Oh, very good. What else did I do with my week? Well, I was sick at the beginning of the week. That kind of sucked. what really sucked was I was sick... And I took a day off. Like, not like
suck.
I was sick
great.
Enough to take a day off. Like, I had scheduled the day off, and then I was sick, so I didn't do shit.
Oh, that does
Suck. I slept in. I didn't accomplish it. I didn't, enjoy the day. It was just a day that I wasn't at work because I was already sick. Yeah. And then, my wife had slept in. So, I snuck downstairs without waking her up and was doing some stuff downstairs. And when she finally got up, she's like, oh, you're still home. Yeah. It's my vacation day. It's like, wait, what?
You took today off? Like,
yes, we talked about this. I gotta start putting this shit on a calendar or something.
I'll get you a dry erase calendar.
We actually have one. I guess what I'm saying is we should hang our dry erase calendar up, and then I should write on it.
Put it on the fridge.
Yeah, they planned this shit out.
I don't think that's a good idea. That's
The BAB clan is efficient.
Neat.
I hung up my Christmas lights outside.
Yay! So not just your little puddle of Christmas in the garage?
Right. So I had to go up in three phases.
First phase?
First phase was the garage and then over the front porch. Second phase was in the bushes. And the third phase was adding a few more extension cords and finishing the bushes and adding the star shower.
Ah, star shower.
Did you fix your window yet?
I mean, I am not ever fixing it. Someone else is fixing it, and they're still in the process of it.
Ah, okay. Like, it's something started but not finished?
Right, like what they're cutting or they're making the glass yet, and they have not...
right, because it's a custom glass.
Yes.
Ugh.
A.K.A. expensive.
Why couldn't you break a standard glass window, too?
I don't know what I was thinking. Although we had the plumber come in to fix our dishwasher, and he said, oh, it's probably only going to be $300. I was like, I want to live in your world, plumber guy.
It's like, are you a glass expert as well, plumber guy? Because I don't know if you know what you're talking about.
I'm like, it took you two tries to fix the dishwasher. I don't know if I'm going to go with you, and that's supposed to be your wheelhouse.
I don't know if I'm gonna take your word on fixing glass.
Oh, and we also went to one of those drive-through Christmas light things. It's called Fantasy of Lights. Uh-huh. But instead of driving through, we got to walk through.
Yes,
how was that? This.
It's cool.
Did the kids enjoy it?
Oh yeah. Plus, we also had pizza. So
I mean,
yes.
Who, pepperoni?
The kids had pepperoni. And I shared with them because I was like, yeah, this adult pizza with artichokes on it. That's, I don't want to sit at the adult table if this is what's here.
This does not feel like being an adult to me.
Yeah, this feels like being shitty.
I want to eat the yummy stuff.
Yep, that's what I said and how I said
Good.
It.
Good.
I enjoyed your shitty, but not too shitty drawings, Tim.
They were pretty shitty.
What are these?
Although Luke Skywalker's back looks all fucked up. Like, is he like a hunchback? Like, what's going on with this shit?
My spatial awareness is not what it used to be, apparently.
All right.
Okay. In your version, Chewbacca looks like he has a penis.
Well, he does. In every version.
Yes.
Oh. Well, spoiler alert for what's going to be the episode of Can't Wait for Christmas this month. I watched the Star Wars Holiday Special, finally. I'd never seen it all the way through.
Oh. And it was amazing?
I don't. No.
Just no.
It's just, yeah, no.
Why no, Tim? Why no?
Well, starts off that one of the first scenes is a almost 5-minute scene with Chewbacca's wife, Chewbacca's kid, and Chewbacca's dad
talking
to each other.
But not translating,
with
right?
no subtitles.
Yes.
Apparently, they had big plans to take that to series. Like, this is going to be our proof of concept. People are going to fucking love it, lift us up on their shoulders, and like, Star Wars Holiday Special is everything, yep. and then we're going to make this a series.
Did they just forget to do subtitles, or was it like, a, nope. like fuck
that
you,
was,
learn Wookiee?
That was the intention. Like, oh, they're just going to be able to tell what happens by the scene, by what's happening in the scene.
Yes, yes, because Americans love mime.
And then... such like if you love the sci-fi action of Star Wars, then you'll love B. Arthur singing to a Star Wars cantina.
I'm gonna say that's not true.
And not Art Carney was in it, but that's not who I'm talking about. The guy who was Hedley Lamarr in Blazing Saddles.
Hedley.
Yeah, he plays three different roles. One of them is like this Julia Child spoof, but he's an alien
with four arms.
And like,
right?
You've seen it.
I just heard a story about it yesterday. Like, someone was talking about it.
So, Chewbacca's wife is trying to cook this thing that the person's that the guy, the Julia Child ripoff, is doing. And all of a sudden, his third arm comes off, and she's having a hard time keeping up. And then a fourth arm comes out, and she has a hard time keeping up. And maybe that would have been funny if it had gone as fast as I just said it, but it takes 5 minutes! And he's weirdly in blackface!
Huh. Really?
I mean, not literally, not like, oh, he's trying to be a black guy, but like, why? What's wrong? Why did they make his skin darker for this? Julia Child isn't black.
She is now. Harvey Korman, bud. Harvey Korman.
Yes. Yes. Whew. And then Princess Leia sings a song at the end, and they tried to, in case you forgot it was Star Wars, they tried to weave in the Star Wars theme to the song. And they did it in such a way that one of the notes Princess Leia hits and the note from the Star Wars thing that they try to interweave over the top of it mashed so poorly that it sounds like Princess Leia is singing horribly off-key for that one note. It sounds like she's winning. I'm like, why?
The guy who they interviewed said it was fueled by cocaine. Or no, someone said,
yes.
like, was it fueled by cocaine? And the guy's like, well, it's the 70s.
So what I'm saying is two enthusiastic thumbs up.
All right.
Run, don't walk.
Can you imagine that pitch meeting? So the Wookiees, you see, they're going to be talking to each other about stuff, but, like, there's not going to be fucking subtitles, so you just have to figure it out from context. It's going to be great!
No, it was actually, oh, yeah, so there are things that I want from the special. I would like to have a conversation from the Wookiees that is all in Wookiee, not translated, and... I'm going to have a cartoon where they introduce Boba Fett with the shittiest animation ever.
Is that Frank Oz?
No, that was George Lucas.
George. Oh, no, I thought you were actually doing Jim Henson.
Yeah, me too.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, wait, that sounds like Kermit the Frog.
I don't do a very good George Lucas, but he kind of sounds
the
legend of myth.
I'm just
and, Mike Goiter.
Oh, is that what like a chin thing is? That a goiter?
No,
a
goiter is your
neck, right?
Thyroid gland swelling up because of a lack of iodine or some other imbalance. I guess probably a thyroid tumor would cause a goiter too. But
don't we need to go?
Yes, let's wrap it up.
Oh,
I just looked at what time it was.
Remember, guys, never trust a wink.
Not today, Westworld. Or tomorrow, or the next day.
Aww.
It's not looking good for you this whole week.
This week I hate celebrating a day off by being sick.
That's fair.
And Donald J. Trump.
That warm blanket of hate once again.
Yeah. Fancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast. I said, no, sing with me, you know the words. A bang, bang, bangity bang. I said a bang, bang, bangity bang.
Hey, everybody now. Bang, bang, bangity bang. I said a bang, bang.
Oh, oh. Why are you done recording? You know what? I'll go through one of the other episodes where you sang it. And I'll plop that audio in. Oh, God, no. maybe, but maybe if the episode wasn't already over an hour, I'm like, oh, forget it. That's my baseline for it. Nope, no frills. It's over an hour. Gotta put my head down, shoulders fixed, and just plow through this thing and get it done.
I actually stopped recording. Ooh, yawn. Now I stop.